What then are the symptoms that patients with hemochromatosis actually face?
Many patients with hemochromatosis are actually asymptomatic for a long period of time.
In other words, they don't know they have it.
They don't know they have it at all. Once patients start to develop symptomatic iron overload, it can manifest depending on which organs are most affected. So in some situations, patients will complain of fatigue, especially if there is excess iron overload in the heart, creating some degree of heart failure. If patients have excess iron overload in the joints, they can have arthritis. Excess iron overload in the liver can ultimately lead to scar tissue in the liver and even cirrhosis of the liver. The symptoms of cirrhosis of the liver are wide and varied and can be as mild as fatigue, but then ultimately lead to symptoms of end-stage liver disease like abdominal swelling, leg swelling, jaundice, et cetera.
And the goal is to avoid that at all costs.
The goal is to identify this long before those symptoms occur and treat it.
Are there skin changes?
Historically, hemochromatosis was first known as bronze diabetes. So iron can deposit in a variety of different places. Like we've mentioned before, the liver, the heart, the pancreas. Iron deposition in the pancreas can lead to pancreatic dysfunction and diabetes. But one other place where iron can get deposited is in the skin. And so patients will get a tan to bronze discoloration of the skin, leading to this bronzing phenomenon. And so early on, bronze diabetes was how hemochromatosis was initially recognized.